Tucker Carlson, the number one man at Fox News, just mentioned our hero, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Wow, it's impressive. I'm gonna run the clip for you all, and we're gonna talk about what this means. In short, this means Archbishop Vigano is mainstream. The number one show, new show in America, Tucker Carlson, is now covering our worldview. See, a year ago, they said we were conspiracy theorists. Bishop Barron tried to push us out and say, extremists, radical traditionalists. But now, that narrative has moved in to the number one spot in America. It is a big moment. We are going mainstream. The message is getting out there. So before we look at the clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Archbishop Vigano, we will pray together and we'll pray the Our Father, the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ gave us and asked us to pray, the Pater Noster in Latin, Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. I couldn't be more thrilled. Look at the smile on my face. Archbishop Vigano hitting the mainstream. Let's just review maybe the last 2 weeks. Archbishop, His Excellency Vigano, writes another open letter to the President of the United States of America. Now, I'm a minor player in this, but at President Trump's largest rally in his campaign, the one that was in Butler, Pennsylvania, I got up at the beginning, and I read a portion from Archbishop Vigano's letter to the President and prayed a prayer, citing portions of Archbishop Vigano's statement. A few days ago, in Washington, D.C., I was able on the stage at the March in Support of Trump, again, to read the letter of encouragement by Archbishop Vigano to an estimated 300,000 to 500,000 people from the steps of the Supreme Court. That message, you can find it on my YouTube channel if you want to watch it. A couple days later, Tucker Carlson is talking about the Great Reset and the thesis of Archbishop Vigano. Also in the past week, the McCarrick Report drops, accusing and trying to blackball Archbishop Vigano. Also in the last week, Raymond Arroyo talking to His Excellency. I mean, it is daily bombs dropping towards and back on Archbishop Vigano. And Archbishop, Your Excellency, we salute you. You are fighting a battle. And over here in America, Your Excellency, everyone is talking about you. You are the toast of America. Why? Because right now, the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, is meeting, and it is yet again a joke. Tweeting things about baby Yoda memes, it is an embarrassment. We had Archbishop Gomez in LA congratulating President-elect Joe Biden, and I sure hope that Archbishop Gomez is going to have to eat his words and one day congratulate President-elect, well, not president for a second term, Donald John Trump. So that's what's going on. Now, I'm going to run the clip, Tucker Carlson, and I prefer to run the clip all the way through, but I'm going to interrupt it at pieces. I think this is better because it doesn't have as much copyright infringement risk. And there's some interesting points along the way. So instead of running the whole thing and then me rewinding it and then doing commentary, I'm just going to do a little bit of commentary along the way. Okay? That's what we're going to do. Also, I would encourage you, I love Tucker Carlson. He's awesome. In a way, he inspires me. That's why I do less interviews. I don't know if you noticed that. And I do more monologues. And I actually feel more comfortable doing that. And Tucker is sort of an inspiration on that. It's shorter. I can get less done. You know, when I do interviews, they go out to an hour and a half, 2 hours. When I do the monologue, we can keep them a little bit shorter. So I'm going to run this clip and I'll make comments along the way. Let me see if it's going to work out for me. Yeah, there it is. All right. Okay, so here is Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Here we go.
So what is going on? Catholic Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has some idea, has thought.
Okay, let me pause here. A lot of people are giving Tucker flack because he says Vigano. Look, I think the first one to two, maybe three videos I did back in 2018 on Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, I think I said Vigano as well, because Americans, we kind of think that's where the accent goes on most Italian words and names. So that's what we say. I also think in the early days when I did it, I don't know if the accent mark was actually appearing in American press. And I just didn't know. But I was corrected and I fixed it. So let's not pile on Tucker for putting the accent in the wrong place, okay? It's not a big deal. He's new to this. Tucker Carlson's not a Catholic, by the way. I've heard he's Episcopalian. I used to be Episcopalian priest, clergy. So let's not pile on to Tucker. All right, give him a little charity. Give him a little grace. All right, here we go.
About it. Vigano is one of the truth tellers in his church. He made himself deeply unpopular several years ago with many in the hierarchy by exposing their complicity in decades of sex abuse. They hate him for it. But Vigano was 79 years old, and in the way...
That's a big statement on Fox News, to say he's the truth teller and the other clergy hate him for it. And we know that's true. If you watch the Taylor Marshall podcast here on YouTube, if you watch it on you watch it on Periscope or Facebook, wherever you watch it, you know that Archbishop Vigano gets shot at constantly by the Vatican and by U.S. bishops. When he came to America, even when he came back, when he came as nuncio, he started turning over trash cans and looking through the trash and looking through the dumpster and started finding all this dirt. The American clergy, who are complicit and wicked, do not like Archbishop Vigano. And it's very encouraging to hear Tucker Carlson say that on national television. He's exposing the whole country to the message and person of Archbishop Vigano. Let's continue.
Older people stop caring what others think. He really doesn't care. So instead, he says what he thinks is true. A few weeks ago, he wrote a letter to President Donald Trump assessing the lockdowns from a perspective you almost never hear in this country. No one, up until last February, Vigano wrote, would ever have thought that in all of our cities, citizens would be arrested simply for wanting to walk down the street, to breathe, to want to keep their businesses open, to want to go to church on Sunday. Yet now it is happening all over the world. The fundamental rights of citizens and believers are being denied in the name of a health emergency that is revealing itself more and more fully as instrumental to the establishment of an inhuman, faceless tyranny.
All right, pause here. So those of you that are new to my podcast or new to Archbishop Vigano, here's the Cliff Notes version. There has been, my belief and my thesis is there has been a over 100 year infiltration. That's why I wrote the book, Infiltration, to establish a pope at the Holy See, at the Vatican, who himself believes and promotes secular humanist ideals and not the historic traditional version of Catholicism. It's all about universal brotherhood and a generic idea of God that is not Trinitarian, that is not rooted in the incarnation of the second person of the Trinity, but is something generic. So that you've heard of globalism. The religious version of globalism is called ecumenism. It's the idea that we all sort of worship the same God and we have little distinctions and differences, but it's really all the same thing. Pope Francis, Bergoglio, he really does believe that Muslims are going to heaven, Jews are going to heaven, atheists are going, Hindu, everyone is going to make it. Even conservatives here in America, people hailed by conservative people like Bishop Barron, they'll say on TV that Christ is the privileged way, not the only way. And yet in John 14, 6, Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's not Archbishop Vigano. That's not a medieval monk. It's not even Taylor Marshall. It is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, second person of the Trinity, perfectly infallible. He's the one that says that. So there, Vigano is saying that the church, since the Catholic Church, since the 1960s, has been infiltrated, compromised by, in the highest ranks, the bishops, the archbishops, the cardinals, and yes, today, even the pope. And the agenda is secular globalization, so that the greatest power in the East, China, and the greatest power in the West, the United States of America, if we can broker their union towards communism, Marxism, socialism, that secular humanist vision of the world can be accomplished. And they're using this virus as the battling ram. Maybe we might even say as the Trojan horse to sneak it into the walls so that the globalist Marxist soldiers can climb out of the Trojan horse into Troy, open the gates, and burn the whole city to the ground. That's what's going on. So this is what Vigano is warning President Trump about, and not only Americans, but all the people of the world. So you either love Vigano and you think he's a truth teller, or you hate him and you think he's a liar. Well, you know, I love him. He's a good man. He's a saintly man. Let's continue with Tucker.
End quote. Now, you may not have heard those words before, and there's a reason for that. The usual foot soldiers for conformity in our news media did their best to suppress and discredit Vigano's letter to the president. Yahoo News tried to tie the elderly clergyman somehow to QAnon, which to them made sense. He alleged that a global health emergency was being used by the people in power for ends that had nothing to do with the virus itself. And of course, that's crazy talk. It's a conspiracy theory, Russian disinformation, probably racist.
Pause here. You will be. I am daily now. I am called a racist. I am called a white supremacist. I am called a conspiracy theorist and an extremist. I am called that daily, and I don't care because I'm not. You also, this is the weapon that they're using against us, these mean terms. And they're using it against Archbishop Vigano. And here's the comfort, people. It's all they really got right now. Well, let's just call him a racist. That'll work. Really. I was marching shoulder to shoulder on Saturday in Washington, D.C. for the Stop the Steal march with Black Americans, Cuban Americans, Mexican Americans, people from all first generation, from all, Vietnam, Chinese, all kinds. We walk together lockstep. And we loved each other and we hugged each other and we chanted together, we prayed together. It's not racist. This is why they didn't show pictures of the march, because it's so diverse. It is a big, fat lie.
Pull it off the internet right away. Censor those ideas before they infect the whole country. That's the media position on that. The only problem is that what Vigano wrote is actually true. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is factually accurate. Watch this video from September. You may not have seen it. It wasn't played much in this country. This is the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, speaking to the United Nations.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges.
Pause. Okay. He said there is a reset pre-pandemic and economic. Have you heard of the Great Reset? The Great Reset is the idea that George Soros and all the Marxists and the socialist communists are resetting the entire globe to a new structure, new religion, new politics, new economics. It is going to be, it is intended to be, we're not going to let it happen. It is intended to be the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution, all wrapped up for the entire globe, every single nation. And who is the one stopping their plans and throwing a wrench into the machine? America, and in particular, Donald Trump. Let's watch Trudeau in Canada spout nonsense.
Percent survival rate, you'll almost certainly be fine, and they're fully aware of that. This is our chance to impose totally unprecedented social controls on the population in order to bypass democracy and change everything to conform with their weird academic theories that have never been tested in the real world and, by the way, don't actually make sense. This is their chance. Quote, this pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset, end quote. Keep in mind, that's not.
So it's interesting because if you talk about Great Reset with other people, people will be like, oh, you're one of those conspiracy theory people. You believe in the Great Reset? Great Reset. I just saw Justin on the screen on TV just now with his own words say it. There's no one more Marxist, more secular than Justin from Canada. This is their plan. Go watch the Michael Matt video on the Great Reset. After you finish this video, go watch Michael Matt's video on Davos and the Great Reset, and you will hear almost every secular political leader on the planet, except Donald John Trump, talk about the need for the Great Reset moving into 2021 and how COVID provides the opportunity. Let me show a little bit more of Tucker, and we'll sign out here.
From QAnon, that is a head of state talking. And he's not alone. Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum. Schwab has written a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset.
All right, I'm going to pause there. He comes back and he talks a little bit more about Archbishop Vigano at the end. But I think you can see by watching that clip on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, that this is mainstream. It's not just, you know, one or two YouTubers like it was 2 years ago talking about Archbishop Vigano. It's not just Michael Matt making an excellent video a few months ago on the Great Reset. This is now a message that is mainstream on Tucker Carlson. It's being prayed and read on the steps of the Supreme Court last weekend. It is now on EWTN. This is, in a way, a great awakening for Catholics to realize that we have been fooled and lied to when they said, oh, you can't, Granny can't have a funeral. No requiem for her. Nope, can't baptize your baby. All confirmations in April and May of 2020, they all canceled. Can't have that. No mass. Just stay at home and watch it on the live stream. Don't come to church. Don't come to the cathedral. No Eucharistic adoration. No human interaction in the Catholic Church. We're just going to live stream it to you. And then when we don't have any money, we'll go get a government grant. That's what the diocese, that's what the bishops did in 2020. And they get more money if they get a government grant covering up for COVID than they do for y'all out there placing $10, $50, $100 into the plate at Mass on Sunday. And they all know it and they all figured it out. Like I said a couple days ago, most of them, most of the bishops, not all of them, most, the majority, think you are so stupid. Why is this happening? Well, I think we all know the answer. The reason this is happening is because we, the Catholic Church, we, the Catholics, who should be a light to the nations, like we say in the Nunc Dimittis, we should be a light to the nations. We should be evangelizing. We should be bringing in, inaugurating a pro-life culture. We should be celebrating holy matrimony, honoring and elevating the mother and the housewife. We should be instituting true, fair economic principles that protect the worker, protect the family. That's what we should be doing. We should be the advocates for big families. We should be the voice making abortion illegal, the voice against contraception. And we did not do that. We were given prosperity and we didn't do it. And we're being chastened. This is why we must fast. We must do penance. Don't eat meat on Friday. It's the least you can do to show penance to Almighty God, to say no to yourself in a little bitty thing. Maybe add no meat Wednesdays and Fridays. Advent's coming up. Maybe 2020 Advent is the year that millions of Catholics say, you know what? We're not going to make a bunch of Christmas cookies early and candy and chocolates. We're going to have some penance this year. We're going to use, you know, Advent is a violent season. It's a penitential season. Maybe you're not the person who has committed all these sins, but we've all committed sins. Venial, probably many of us mortal. We need to do corporate penance, and Advent is a time to do that. You go back in the Old Testament, you look at Daniel, the prophet Daniel. He was a good and righteous man, a prophet. He was a saint in the Old Testament. And he was doing penance for his people Israel. He knew his people Israel were idolaters, were sexually immoral. And so he was doing penance for all of his people. We Catholics, we need to do some penance for our church. Because Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is chastising us right now. We can't give up. We can't leave the church. You can't leave Jesus just because of Judas. You stay in the fight. We need Catholic men, Catholic dads to step it up. Can you protect your home? Can you protect your family? Spiritually and physically, do you pray the rosary every night? Do you pray a binding prayer over your wife and your children to protect them from evil and the demons? You should do that every single night, Catholic men. That's your job. That's your vocation. Do you have holy water in your house? Are you going to Mass? Are you catechizing your kids? Are you leading the rosary every night? A lot of Catholic men need to sit down with a pad of paper and a pen and spend 5 to 10 minutes making a game plan. And if you're a Catholic mom who for some reason doesn't have a Catholic dad at home, you need to do the same thing. And if you're a Catholic granddad who's a patriarch of your family, let's do it. Let's do it. People are asking, what's a binding prayer? A binding prayer is a prayer that you can only pray over your spouse or your children. You can't pray it over your priest or over your governor or your president. It's only people that are under your jurisdiction as lay people. So me, I have my wife Joy and my 8 children. They're under my jurisdiction. And so I can pray binding prayers over them. And a binding prayer, I got this from Father Ripperger, the exorcist, goes like this. If there are any demons in my house, in our cars, or attacking or influencing the 10 of us, I bind them in the blood of Jesus through the prayers of St. Joseph and send them to the foot of Jesus Christ to be judged forever, never to bother us again. Amen. That's a binding prayer. I pray that every night at the end of Rosary for myself, my wife, and my 8 children. It's just setting up the wall, setting up the barrier around my house, around my family, that the blood of Jesus and the prayers of St. Joseph are protecting us. I have a video on it. I have a video on this channel on YouTube, the Dr. Taylor Marshall Show YouTube channel called Binding Prayers. Go watch it if you want to learn more. Or get Father Ripperger's book. Do I have it here? Yep, here it is. Get this book, Deliverance Prayers by Father Ripperger. Get you that. Want some, get some. Okay, so we're going to step it up, right, folks? Are we going to get sad? No. Are we going to get discouraged? No. Are we going to get scared? No. Are we going to get joyful? Yes. Are we going to get penitential? Yes. Are we going to get peace through Jesus Christ? Yes. Are we going to have the joy of the Holy Ghost? Yes, we are. But we only have that when we're plugged in to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you're not going to have any of that. This is what St. Teresa of Avila taught. It's creating an interior castle, a kingdom in your heart where you beautify it for the king, and then you invite Jesus to live there. An evangelical might call it accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, but I kind of like the whole idea, not just that, but let's build up a castle, a kingdom, a palace for God to live in us. So we're going to pray for Archbishop Vigano. Thank you, Tucker Carlson, for bringing His Excellency to a wider audience, and let's keep it up. They keep saying that we're stupid, that we're ignorant, that we're conspiracy theorists, that we're extremists, but in reality, we're just extreme for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're going to close up with an Ave Maria, and I'm going to do something a little crazy. We're going to pray the Ave Maria today for Tucker Carlson, that he becomes a traditional Roman Catholic Christian. Y'all want to do that? How many we have? We have over 4,000, coming up on 5,000. Everyone should share this video. Share it on Parler. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. Do it right now. There's a share button right below. And please like the video. Give it a thumbs up. I appreciate that. And if you're new on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell. Okay, so we're going to pray the Ave Maria for Tucker Carlson's conversion to the one true faith in church. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Almighty God, we pray for the conversion and the entry of Tucker Carlson into the one true Catholic Church, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and that he would be a warrior with us, a Maccabee with us, as we seek to turn the whole world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We ask this and beg this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we pray the glory be. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, friends. I said it already, but I got to say it again. Pray that rosary every day. Rattle the beads. If you don't pray the rosary, you are not on the team. Get on that team. Get your wife on the team. Get your kids on the team. Get your grandkids on the team. Are you on the team, people right now watching on the live stream? Are you on the team? I loved it when I was in D.C. and just random people came up to me holding their rosaries and said, Dr. Marshall, we're on the team. Yes, indeed, you are on the team. Read the Bible every day. Get a good English Dewey Rheims Bible. Read it 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Read it to your kids. Read it to your spouse. Let's get serious. Pray every day. Mental prayer every day. Wear the brown scapular. You know what to do. You know what to do. All right. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed. Be the Maccabee.